Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz back on a Tuesday. The Phils might stink. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
Goodness gracious,
Oh, no.
In all seriousness, man.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah.
We did a show yesterday.
Yep.
First of all, Brother Spike, how you doing, brother?
Hey, Ike.
It's Tuesday. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
We did a show yesterday.
Yeah.
Somewhat based around the level of concern
for the team. Yes.
I told you in so many words that I was headed towards...
high level.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, yesterday...
yeah.
Come on, man.
Well, it's your boy, Taiwan.
Come on, man.
He of the 6-run inning.
Well, you know what? And that's where I'm glad you said that. Because now we're moving towards the last string of hope that we had for anything being positive on this season. And that's where I'm at. Brother Spike, I'm not doing well.
Okay.
Jackie Baseball, don't really need your nonsense today. Your little ray of sunshine nonsense. At some point, it's time to acknowledge... we may be in trouble. Holla at your boy.
Yeah, I'm not doing well.
No.
It's causing a scene on the streets of Westchester last night.
Wow. What if the callers say the same thing? You're going to switch?
Well, again, they're, no.
Watch how fast he switches sides. Watch how fast.
Well, again, they can only go so far.
Well, right.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's a big show today. It is a Tuesday, so 3 p.m. we do have Tuesdays with Elliot, as Elliot Shore Parks joins us for an hour. We'll also talk about a brand new thing that's going to happen May 5th here at WIP, both during the day and at night, BG Day.
I heard about
the
this.
The event and a full BG Day celebration leading up to the BG Day night. So talk about that as well. But we do open with the Phils.
I mean, seriously.
What?
Is this going to be an all-season thing?
Oh, come on.
I mean,
yes.
Every time I look up.
It's BG.
BG is on my television.
Let the guy have his flowers.
I'm just saying, B. You're everywhere.
And he should know, if we do BG Live and BG Day, no coming back. You know, from there.
Oh, yeah, it's like, this basically eliminates any type of comeback.
It's got to go from 99 to 99.9%.
Yes, 90
to 99.9%.
I'm just saying, we should have at least back in what, 2006 on 5-8? Head Nike Reese Day.
Oh.
This is all about.
I think about a new thing for the WIV Afternoon Show.
I will say this.
Yeah.
It would have been appreciated.
Well,
that's all I'm saying.
Could have had a 5-8 day. Could have had a 5-3 day. you know, for Hugh.
Yeah.
Whatever number Richie wore.
Yeah. What was he? 40-something? 48?
48.
He feels like a 44. Spiritually a 44. But 48
is
a good number.
I think he was a 40 on the Raiders.
40 is
Pete Retzlaff.
Brookshire.
Right. Are we talking?
I think 40 is Tom Brookshire. Right?
I thought 40 might have been Pete Retzlaff.
You might be right.
What are we
that's 44, I think.
Phils?
I'm sorry. Yes, yeah, go ahead.
No.
Yes. I was just trying to have us in a positive state of mind. You want to get back to agony.
Well, so Phils lose.
Yes, okay, the Phillies.
Phils lose 10-4. The game started off pretty great, I would say, with a three-run first inning. It felt like we hadn't seen a three-run first inning.
Big hit, Trey.
You know, I think Fransky said last night that the Phils had scored a total of five innings in the first run. Five runs in the first inning,
yes,
all season long up until yesterday. But then Taiwan implodes and the bats go silent. So what we're going to have today on the WIP Afternoon Show is a Therapy Tuesday. And at therapy, if you've ever been, you can just be honest. You can let it out without judgment. It's sort of like a judgment-free zone. You don't necessarily have to be rational. It's just like the Phils are 9-7 after a great start and nobody's feeling good right now. Even if they feel, you know, deep down feel positive like I do, it's hard to feel positive right now. So it's a Therapy Tuesday on the WIP Afternoon Show, 215-592-9494. And Ike, given that your name is first on the show, I will let you take the mantle for Therapy Tuesday today and tell me what is the thing, the number one thing that you're feeling, no judgment, judgment-free zone.
Well, it's simple for me. And it was more evident last night, more evidence of it last night. And it's watching this baseball team hit the ball. Their approach at the plate. I swear, I think we, and I'm not blaming us because I think it was out of desperation. It was out of what else is there left to do? Sort of a remedy, concoction, approach that we wanted to take to this season, right? We're not going to change a lot of the pieces. We're just going to try to change the pieces.
Make the pieces play. Yes.
If you get what I'm saying.
Yep.
Right? And I've always thought that while the concept and the theory may be logical and I understand it, but it's more wishful thinking than it is practical thinking.
The approach to the plate.
Yes.
Right.
You're talking about guys that are established players in the league that have had success, that have gotten big contracts. You got Bryce, who's a Hall of Fame player. Like, so you got guys who've won World Series and Trey Turner and Kyle Schwarber in other places doing things the way that they've done them. And all of a sudden this year, they're going to be different baseball players at the plate. And last night was just more evidence for me, Spike, that I'm tired of seeing this. I'm not going to fault the Phillies or anyone else that believed in the idea of a different approach at the plate. In theory, it makes sense, but that's not who these guys are. And it's frustrating watching these guys try to be baseball players, particularly hitters, that they really aren't. Who they became 40-plus home run hitters. Trey Turner, $300 million player. Bryce Harper, two-time MVP, $300 million player. Castellanos, $100-and-something million player. Even Alec Bohm, being a top-five draft pick in the draft. All of a sudden, like, they're all thinking about this nonsense about their approach to play. And you know what? If we're going to go down, if it is at the end where this team just isn't good enough and we've missed our window, then you know what? I'd rather go down being the team and the player that they've always been. That's what got them to the World Series. That's what got them to the NLCS. That's what has gotten them to three straight playoff appearances plus a division title. It wasn't what we tried to turn them into this offseason. That hasn't worked for them. And I'm telling you, I understand their record, but watching this baseball team, it looks like I'm watching a team that is a weak-hitting baseball team. They don't play with the swagger and confidence that they once played with and they are at the plate with. They're up there in a defense mode versus being the aggressors up there being on the attack. And I don't like what I'm seeing. I don't like what I'm seeing. And the sooner they realize this, the better off they're going to be. This isn't going
to
work.
So you just want them to swing away?
I want them to go back to doing what made them the baseball players that they became. That's what I want them to do. That's what I want them to do. I feel like there's way too much thinking. There's way too much look at pitches. I'm watching guys go down in the count last night. And then I'm sitting there watching them saying, Lord, please get a hit. And it didn't happen. The last 2 to 3 games, they were shut out 2 out of 3 games before last night. Right? They retired 20 straight batters Sunday. Where is it? Where's the evidence that this is working?
See, on Therapy Tuesday, I don't know if I'm supposed to just let you let it out and not say what I think. Jack, what am I supposed to do? If I disagree with him on Therapy Tuesday, do I just let it go?
I don't think we can let anything go on this station.
All right. So I just want to say, where's the evidence? Nick Castellanos has played well with this new approach.
He has.
Kyle Schwarber has had the hottest start of his Phillies career with this new approach.
Yes.
You know, the Bryce Harper has not performed, but I don't see any difference in Bryce Harper's approach, really. It doesn't feel like maybe he has the juice that he has had previously, but I don't know if it's his approach. I am just worried about sounding the alarm and abandoning this.
And I don't see anything different in Kyle Schwarber's approach either.
Well, I just don't want it to be too early. And what we said about the lineup stuff when we were talking about Trey having leading off is we're like, you know, Topper, don't get an itchy trigger finger the minute it doesn't work with Trey leading off and move it. And that is my concern about what you're saying about their approach. And that we saw them have pretty dead bats last year with their old approach. Yeah. So the fact that the bats are dead, I don't know if I can blame it on the approach. Like, I think maybe...
Oh, they got off to a... Listen, Alec Bohm was off to the best start of his career last year. Gold Glove, All-Star third baseman. Doubles, led the team in RBIs, clutch hitter. That's what Alec Bohm was doing last year, the first half of the season. Trey Turner, by far, looked like the Trey Turner we thought he was when they signed him prior to him getting injured last year.
Okay, that's fair.
So what I'm saying with these guys, only one is different is Castellanos. And Cassie has always been a guy who's going to go through his peaks and valleys. As great as he's hitting right now, I'm bracing, and I understand it, that I'm bracing for when he does go through his slumps.
He will.
When he go through his 3 or 4 week where he's not hitting the ball. Or what? That's him. But the other guys, Bryce, are you going to tell me Bryce Harper looks like Bryce Harper at the plate?
No, but I don't know if it's his approach. That's the only thing that I'd say, is I don't think he was the guy we were talking about when we were talking about swinging out of the zone. It's not Bryce.
I agree, but this idea that we've changed the mentality in the clubhouse, we've gotten rid of the no fun zone, right? We got rid of the daycare. Right? We got rid of those guys.
We got rid of Stubbsy.
Now we're all about business and we're serious and Bryce is the vocal leader and all these other things. And meanwhile, the team, man, the offense doesn't look any better.
All right. It's Therapy Tuesday on the WIP Afternoon Show.
You feel me?
No judgment zone. How are you feeling about the Phillies?
I even got to the pitching and Taiwan turned into Taiwan last night.
Well, that was bad.
For only one inning.
I agree.
There was like a BP inning.
Oh, Jack, it was a mucker and a grinder last night.
Jack, Therapy Tuesday. How are you feeling about the film?
Yeah, so like I actually don't know if any approach is going to change who these guys are. Like, I think this is just ultimately who they are. And where I'm at on this Therapy Tuesday is I'm done with this hope that the offense is going to figure it out and go on some run. They're just not it. Like they're just not the right collection of guys. And it's just I'm watching a Giants offense last night who before the game we couldn't name three Giants in the lineup and just putting together good at bats, seven extra base hits last night, not to make it about one game. We know it's not one game. This has been going on for a long time and I'm just sick of those guys. I'm sick of the offense. I'm over the
you're
offense.
You're going to regret this.
I hope that's how you're feeling.
You know what? I don't mind regretting being where I'm at now because that means they are in a different place.
I would love to be wrong. Everyone knows how I feel about the Phillies. I treat the Phillies like family members. It's really tough. This is not fun for me at all.
Well, it's tough love.
I'm just so tired of it. I mean, 20 whiffs last night against the Giants starter, a rookie in that ballpark with a full crowd. Like, that's infuriating to me. It's just I don't think this group is it offensively. And I think eventually it's going to lead to some kind of shakeup needed.
So Therapy Tuesday.
You seem like you're handling Therapy Tuesday very well. You're not letting everyone else have therapy days.
Look, man.
You pushed back against Ike.
No, yeah. I asked you what I was supposed to do, and you told me to push back.
Push back against me.
Well, all right.
And wait till this take.
Well, if I'm being honest.
There it is.
The thing that annoyed me the most last night was the Bryce Harper gender reveal bat thing.
Oh, brother.
Like, what are we doing? And I think Bryce is great. I've been very positive about Bryce all year. The leader, yeah, and you know what I want to bring up first is the leadership thing and the thing that he said 2 days ago. It's not about the name on the back. It's about the name on the front.
Right.
Why are we doing a gender reveal with your bat in the middle of the game when we've lost four out of the last six and the offense, and you're trying to tell everyone that they have to focus on the team winning? And in the first inning, nobody knows why you have a light blue bat. And it's for a gender reveal for who? For who? For the fans who don't even know what's going on? Agenda, have it in your house with your close friends with you. Pop the balloon and there's blue smoke coming out. Maybe you could do the bat thing at home. But it's not for now. It's not a pin on his jersey as a little nod to his wife. It's just like, now is not the time for look at me. Now is not the time for ultimate marketer Bryce. Because I'm glad, like, dude, have your TikTok account, have your Fanatic tattoo, have your Fanatic socks, be the marketing guy. Don't be the marketing guy in the first inning of a game when the team came back after a terrible road trip. Be the leader. Be the guy who cares about the name on the front of the jersey and the name of the back. But the gender reveal bat was, if they were 14-2 and he was hitting 372, have at it. Have a blue bat and a pink bat and confuse everyone with a red bat. Your third time up, who cares? It's just like, it's poorly timed, it's poorly planned, and for a guy who's supposed to be telling the young guys in the lineup they should be caring about the team, it was a look-at-me thing that was completely unnecessary. And do I think it made the team lose? No. But if I'm a young guy on the team that is looking at him to be the leader and looking at him to say, hey, he's the guy who only cares about the team, that wasn't a moment that you only cared about the team. And you know what? Deep down, I also think he switched from that bat, his second at bat. He probably didn't even like the bat. Like, he probably wasn't comfortable swinging the bat. Or else he would have used it the rest of the game. It's just like every at bat counts right now. The most important thing in the world is congratulations on your kid. God bless. Truly, yeah, God bless.
Could we have started with that?
What?
The congratulations.
Well,
can we have started with that? Can we give him a congratulations first?
Congratulations on your kid.
Well, we could have started with that.
Can you imagine? He's won no championships here.
Right.
Can we imagine if any of the other stars
we'd be happy for him.
If Joel Embiid came out with a blue basketball?
Well, he threw a tip off and then he hit it.
Or no, but blue shoes that weren't his right shoes and he took them off after the first quarter.
We'd be okay with it.
No, we would be obliterating him.
What if he came out with a blue chew?
That's different. That's how he got in this situation as it is.
Yeah, who knows?
The blue chew.
Who knows?
AJ Brown reads a book on the sidelines and now we do this.
You bring up, listen, Embiid is not where Bryce is at. That's first of all.
Well, they have the same number of championships.
That's true. Well, it's only one guy in this town from a star standpoint.
Saquon Barkley.
Saquon.
Correct. Yeah.
Oh, I stand corrected. There are two guys in this town.
AJ Brown.
Has that status.
Yeah.
Nick Sirianni.
Devontae Smith.
My point is that you bring up Embiid. He's not in the same category as Bryce Harper.
From a leadership
you
thing.
You know that and I know it. Hold on. Real quick, it was a cool dad family moment that we can get by. It was the first at bat.
Have your family in the house and do something that isn't your
bat.
Listen, that's not something. That is not something to be upset about.
It absolutely is. If he had a home run with it, God bless. God bless. 0-for-1 with the blue bat. It's an at bat that we can't. Like, we can't cost us. It's just completely unnecessary. It's a look-at-me moment at a time where we shouldn't be looking-at-me moments.
Okay, but hold on. Okay. Yeah. Even if I were to agree with that.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, though. That is a typical Bryce moment. Whether you agree with it or not, you call it a look-at-me moment. Okay, that's Bryce Harper in a nutshell. And I don't think it's a bad way. When he's doing the Fanatic stuff, the tattoos, the cleats, the shoes, all that other stuff, that's considered sort of a Bryce look at me moment.
Absolutely, and I bring
and
them
I'm
up.
I'm okay with that. I don't have a problem with it. The gender reveal thing is what these guys do. Who had the wristband on last week?
One of them.
Well, a Trey Turner
wristband's a wristband. Your bat's your bat.
It's just a bat.
Somebody had them. No. Somebody had
well,
that.
Well, there's a wristband and a bat.
Yeah, yeah. I'm telling
what's
you.
It, so you if you guys didn't
have your faces buried so deep in that guy's
just
rear end.
You, just because you hate kids.
I don't hate kids.
I love kids.
I love kids. I don't hate kids at all.
Well, we're dads.
But you're dads.
He's a much more manure dad than I am. That's a cool moment. Listen, I'm all about
the way gender reveals
are I'm ripping the team, inning. Man. Gender I'm not ripping Bryce Harper for having a gender reveal.
Gender
moment.
reveals are ridiculous anyway.
Well,
but
first
that's
the
society
argument.
We're in now.
Well,
yeah.
Well,
would never do it. Yeah, only do it in the top five.
I didn't do a gender reveal.
Yeah, of course not.
Neither did I.
Yeah.
Three kids. I don't think
would you
have
thrown out a blue ball in your... Well, I guess that doesn't work either.
There's no blue ball incident.
You're throwing
right,
blue
right.
balls? Man, that's yeah. what we're doing blue chews for. You should right. have blue balls. All it should right. be okay.
We do. Should we do next question or should we just get to the phones? Up
yeah, to I'll go to the phones. Let's go to the phones.
All right. Therapy Tuesday, 215-592-9494. Just tell us how you feel about the Phillies. No judgment until we judge you, which will be immediately. Chris in Delaware, you're on WIP.
Hey, gentlemen. Thanks for getting me on.
Yes, sir.
I'm just disappointed in the pitching, in the hitting, in every part of our game right now. And this is therapy, so I don't even care that we have more of baseball to go, and I don't care how early it is in the season. This is terrible. I mean, there's not. This feels like we're dead. Like, it feels like there's no energy on the team whatsoever. The only energy that we got last night was when Real Muto almost ripped the head of the umpire off.
Well, and by the way, what's Rob Thomson doing? While JT Realmuto gets rung up on a horrible call in an at-bat that could have decided the game, he walks there, the bases are loaded, and Rob Thomson is just standing there picking his nose and not fight with the umpire. Light a fire under these guys. I can't tell you, Chris, how annoyed I was watching him go up 3 minutes later talking to the umpires about the lights. Seems like he knew where the umpires were. Seems like he knew how to get out of the dugout. Like, defend your guy. That was one of the worst calls I've ever seen from a ball and strike perspective. I'm sorry for cutting you off there, Chris, but that part
Nick
annoyed
Sirianni
me.
Nick Sirianni and Rob Thomson need to sit together. But Nick needs to give Rob some energy, and Rob needs to give Nick some brains. But seriously, man, it's just Taiwan. We liked him last year. He didn't play in the playoffs. I don't care. I don't care anymore. Get rid of him. You only got one shot to be a great player. He isn't being a great player right now. And I know a lot of people aren't. Alec Boehm isn't. Marsh isn't. Rojas isn't. You know what? This is therapy. Send them all home. I don't care. Find another day job. McDonald's is hiring. Walmart's hiring.
Wow.
Find somewhere else to go. This is the city
Those
of Philadelphia. And we only play for winners here.
There you go. That's what I like to hear.
That's where we're at.
That's a true, thank you, Chris. That's a true Therapy Tuesday type of call.
Yeah.
You know, not necessarily rational, but we're not looking for rational today.
Yeah, we're upset about a bat in the first inning.
Yes.
That they were winning the game.
They weren't winning yet.
Well, yes, they were. They're up 1-0.
They're up 1-0. They could have been up more than 1-0.
If he's using
no, I'm telling
traditional
you,
black and white bat.
I'm telling you, if it was not your boy, you would not love that.
It's a gender.
He's supposed to be. All right.
Don't worry. People agree with you, actually.
Well, good. Because
I'm
really?
Right. People agree with Spike?
Well, if we put it on social media, absolutely
yeah, don't,
not.
Don't throw it on social media. Justin,
on the phone.
No video.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Yeah. Again, this is a
Therapy
safe space.
Tuesday. Safe all space. Right. Safe all space. Right. Yeah, Nobody's listening but us. All right. Coming up next, we will tell you about an amazing event where you can watch Brandon Graham talk about his entire career and a day to celebrate it. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's a WIP afternoon show. Like Spike and Fritz. Any reason for this one, Jack?
No, I just hadn't played in a while.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about this. Listen, this is old school GOATs.
It's LL.
See, Run DMC, LL Cool J, that's like my old school GOATs, man. Like, I don't even put them with the other guys.
This is,
like, LL Cool J is one of the Mount Rushmores from the beginning.
The OGs.
Yes, sir.
That started mid-80s.
Yes, sir.
The Cool Moe Dees. Mm-hmm. The Run DMCs.
Big Daddy Kane.
Big Daddy Kane.
Yes, sir.
What do you know about that, Jack?
Nothing, but my version of LL Cool J was only hosting award shows.
Yes, well, there are a couple of careers for LL.
He's had a few different...
Yes.
Movies, television.
Was he in one of those like Law and Order seasons?
Yeah.
I feel like
he was. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
He was in that ridiculous shark movie.
You sort
movie.
Of thinking about Ice-T, but yeah, I know what you're saying.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I thought he was in one of those. I know that. Hey, easy.
I do think he was in one of those shows though.
Yeah, he was on something.
Yeah, he was. On
well, something. He did the sitcom. He did the. I forget the name of his sitcom, but
2:30 and 14 seconds.
Yeah.
When one of us doesn't remember.
No, listen. It was one of those. The funny thing, it felt like it was, and Will Smith had the Fresh Prince.
Yes.
Then LL Cool J did something.
He did have something.
Yeah, he did something.
I remember
the something. I just can't remember the name of it.
Coming up.
Yes.
May 5th. So you might notice, May 5th, 5-5. 5-5.
Mm-hmm. Cinco de Mayo?
BG Day.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
BG Day on WIP. It is also Cinco de Mayo.
Yes, sir. But five.
BG Day. So all day long, we will celebrate the career of Brandon Graham. We'll have interviews and stories and blah, blah, blah. Be all about BG. And then that night, you can see the ultimate Brandon Graham event. It'll be at the Colonial Theater in Phoenixville. Been there. Cool place. Joe DiCamera will host it. And you will hear every story that BG has, just sort of like a retrospective of his career. So you can buy tickets to that now at 94WIP.com. And then leading up to that all day long, you can listen to WIP. So we will officially salute BG. And as I said, he's not allowed to come back after this. So if he goes through with BG Day, we got to move that. We just got to move the percentage up from 90 to 99. I'm not asking you to go 100. I'm just asking you to go 99. So that is May 5th. And to get tickets to BG Live, that event at the Colonial Theater in Phoenixville, go to 94WIP.com. We do have a next question today before we get back to the phones.
What you got?
So it is Leonardo da Vinci's birthday. And
not Leonardo DiCaprio.
Loved him in The Departed.
Different guy. And we were talking before the show, and Jack said, well, what did he even do? And I said...
Correct.
I said, he painted the Mona Lisa, and he's like, say what you said.
The Mona Lisa sucks. Like, I don't get it. It's she barely smiles, and it's all like, oh, what's the deeper meaning of it? No idea, don't care. I hate looking at it, and it's completely overrated.
So, overrated. We will ask next question today. You know, it's Therapy Tuesday for the Phils. You talk about that. We will say next question. You give us something that's overrated. Jack, do you even need to pick something as you pick the Mona Lisa?
No, I'm going to pick the Mona Lisa.
Okay, Mona Lisa.
I'll leave all the Phillies answers for everyone else.
Okay. Ike, something that is overrated? There's a lot
overrated,
of stuff out there.
Man, it's a lot of things that are overrated, man. You know, I want to go with a food.
Okay.
Can I go with, like, Italian food is great.
Yeah.
I got to be honest with you. Don't really think. I was sitting here trying to go through some sort of Mediterranean / Indian food that has a little more spice to it.
Yeah.
Compared to Chinese food, which I don't like. I don't like either or. So I really think both are overrated.
Chinese food and Italian food?
Yeah. No, not Italian.
Okay.
No, not Italian.
Chinese food.
Indian.
Indian food?
Yes.
Have you ever even had Indian food?
No.
Okay.
No.
Those are the best kinds of overrated.
Yeah, you haven't
never
even
had
tried.
Chinese food either, by the way.
And
other than,
I think you might like Chinese.
I mean, egg rolls and.
Yeah, that's Chinese.
Hibachi.
Well, that's Japanese.
Well, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you where I've gone.
Okay.
I don't.
So, Chinese food overrated? Is that what we're settling on?
Yes.
Okay. So, mine.
Is it lo mein chicken?
Lo mein, that is Chinese
get it
food.
Get it out. Get it out.
Yeah. All right. Mine is Jack Fritz.
The actual person?
He doesn't even produce anymore.
No.
Yeah, okay. No, I'm just kidding.
I had to tell Rob before the show. Don't even waste my time with what the other producers have to do here.
Mine is The Wire.
The show?
Whoa, you're nuts.
Everybody loves The Wire. And unlike The Sopranos, I tried watching The Wire.
Oh,
and I got four episodes in, and I'm like, great, cop and drug show. Seen it. No more.
It's not like every other cop and drug show.
Seen it.
No, yeah. See, you're very dumb. Yeah. So
seen
I understand it.
And that's only one season.
Well, I don't have time.
You got the politician season.
Season
you got
two
the schools. Stuff, you got the docs. Yeah, no.
You're
no.
a bad guy.
You're
nuts.
Overrated.
You're nuts.
Seen
you're a bad
it.
Guy. Depending on how I feel, I go back and forth between The Wire and The Sopranos as the greatest television series ever.
Mad Men is
and
the greatest television series ever.
I can go with either one being number one.
I go Mad Men number one, but I don't think you're a Mad Men's man.
I don't think so either.
Oh, okay. You should try it. It's a good.
I'm all right.
All right.
Yeah, especially when you just disrespected The Wire.
I'm just saying it's a little overrated.
I'll never watch Mad Men.
All right. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Visit the experience of difference at marks-jewelers.com. Do you still believe in the Phillies offense is the poll question. Ike, what do you think the response is?
No.
And what do you think the number
what it should
is?
Be.
What do you think the number
is? I don't think it's overwhelming, so I'll go slightly. Let's go Hugh Douglas, 53%.
63%.
Oh, 63,
do not
okay.
believe. Relax. All right. No, I'm not allowed to say that. It's Therapy Tuesday. You're allowed to let it out. Okay, Therapy Tuesday. Tell us, judgment-free zone, how you're feeling about the Phils. And next question today, tell us something that's overrated. Ed in Phoenixville, you're on WIP. What's up, Ed?
Good afternoon, guys.
Hi, Ed.
Yeah, I think you guys are on to something potentially with Boehm. I don't Ike, if you remember that Game of Thrones episode where Tyrion and Bronn were talking about how to get Joffrey to loosen up, for lack of a better word.
What?
Huh? You
come on, you're talking to the wrong... Come on.
Hit the dork sounder.
Seen Game of Thrones.
Yeah, hit the dork guys.
Ed, I'm listening to you. I got you.
Okay. Well, you know, I was actually encouraged by his double. Loved the swing.
Oh, it's a good swing.
I don't know if it's Kevin Long. Where's he been, by the way?
Oh, my God. The guy's a baby, and he's crumbling under the pressure. We're talking about the new – you're talking about the approach ruining him. He made four outs on five swings 3 days ago. There's no approach problem with him. He's crumbling under the pressure of almost getting traded. They had to drop him down the line. This is not an approach thing. It's not a Kevin Long thing, is it? It's like, right, it's a mentality thing with Bohm, don't you think?
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I think it's mentality, yeah.
Yeah, well, I just think they need to, like, hey, you still got it in you. Like, we need more of it. I don't know how to coach that into him. Maybe he's beyond help. But I really do think it's, like, north of the shoulders is his biggest – I mean, that's obvious. But, like, even when he got to second of the double, he was sort of – it's not kind of a half-assed celebration. Like, you know, I just think he needs to – get a couple more doubles and start having fun again. Like, I don't know what else to do. I mean,
yeah,
we don't have, like, Aiden Miller's not ready yet. I don't know. So, like, it's just, they're kind of stuck with him.
Yeah. I think they're stuck with letting him figure it out at this point. You know, I don't think they're ready to pull the plug or to, you know, or to what's the word I'm looking for? To platoon him at third base with Sosa, or it, I guess they. I just seems like based on what Bryce has said, he seems like he's sort of done with the go get him kid. Everything will be okay. You know,
well, I thought actually Bohm reacted well to the one bad strikeout. I mean, if we're gonna like look at every little thing he does, I thought that was a bad call by the umpire. Didn't think it was a strike, and all he did was place his stuff down and go to the dugout. That was big. We take that.
So
did you notice that too, Ike? That,
listen. I don't want to draw attention to this stuff. I'm just going to recuse myself from
the Bohm stuff.
From Bohm until he's over the Mendoza line.
Okay.
I'm just letting him work his way through this.
All right.
But to your question, Jack, yes, I did notice.
Yeah.
Did you see him throw a little tiny tantrum when he fouled the ball back where he thought he should hit the ball, you know?
Well, he should have. That's happened in two straight games that he should have launched
baseballs.
Like,
you know, I saw that. Okay, Ed, next question today. Give us something that's overrated.
I got another food item, and you see it in pretty much every breakfast joint, and I think it's vile, Nutella.
You think Nutella is vile?
I'm not. Oh, it's disgusting.
All right, Ed. Thank you for the call.
Therapy Tuesday.
Nutella. I would not have guessed that one.
So I think Nutella is fine.
Is that like yogurt?
Yeah, it's a hazelnut spread.
That's dumb.
It is dumb. It's sort of like if peanut butter was more sweet.
I got to be honest with you. And you know what? I'm on one today with this overrated stuff.
Yeah.
So I may jump in here from time to time.
With another one?
Yeah. It's this whole nutrition food nonsense. Stop it.
Stop it.
Nutella, yogurt. I see you guys.
Well, Nutella's not really good for you.
You know, I'm watching
Nutella's
Jack
full of
eat
sugar.
Berries and yogurt and nonsense.
That's what he should be doing. Like, that's what he should be doing.
Stop it.
Yeah.
That's what he should be doing.
No. Yeah, no,
healthy body, healthy body, healthy mind. It's all connected.
Old Jack, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I like this Jack. Yeah. I like the health-obsessed Jack.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to last forever, but
it. I don't know why.
Why I don't think it's going to last forever?
Yeah.
Well, you're not like...
Well, I think he's...
You have a little bit of faith in your boy. You know?
Yeah.
I'm a finisher.
Listen, you're in much better shape than you were a year ago.
Yeah,
you are.
I showed you that photo the other day.
I know.
Looked like a house.
Yeah. You're right. I wasn't going to say it. You said it.
Yeah.
The one in the City Connect jersey?
So that was another Fat Jack photo?
Okay,
I found one from last Easter.
Yeah. I don't think he wants to go back to that.
Exactly.
Yeah. So from that standpoint, he will be mindful
of what he eats. I'm going to get you back on at least one animal product, Spike.
Me? No chance.
Yeah, no, I will.
There's no chance. Yeah,
no chance.
Yep. No, I will.
No, never go back.
You got a better chance of me going vegan than getting Spike to start eating meat.
I actually think there is a better chance of that.
I would agree.
No chance. I'm done
think
with
he's
it.
Going back.
Yeah.
We'll see. You ate some yogurt when we went down to New Orleans.
Well, I got screwed. I got screwed at
he
breakfast.
Was limited, yeah.
Yeah, I got screwed. I was like, look, I got to eat something. So it's Therapy Tuesday on the WIP Afternoon Show. And here's a moment of therapy for us to you, the WIP Afternoon Show to you. We're a little worried about your confidence. We're a little worried about your confidence in the bedroom.
Guys like to be stroked.
And for you to perform at top level, you need to know that you can perform at top level, right? It's all connected, right?
Yes, I'm in.
Down there is connected to up there.
We've been through that.
Yeah. So
listen, obviously some of the players right now on the baseball team might be going through it mentally.
Yes. And maybe you are because you know in the back of your head you're not performing the way that you could.
Right. You don't want to be slumping in that area.
No.
Because that affects everyone.
And she knows too, and she's less excited to do it because she knows you're not performing well. And
just goes through the motions.
Confidence is attractive. What all that is to say, Blue Chew. Because what Blue Chew is going to help you do with its, you know, same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, Staxin will help you perform down there so you can feel good up there. There's no shame in that.
Nope.
There isn't. All of us want to perform. So we are so committed to this, the WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, we have decided to give them their first month for free.
Come on. Taking everybody to Pound Town, baby.
So you can do that. First month free. WIP Afternoon Show is paying for your first month of Blue Chew.
F-R-E-E.
Just go to bluechew.com, use code 94. All you got to do is pick up the shipping. You chew it. It's not a pill to swallow with a drink or anything, so it's easy. Mm. And it's all online.
Yeah.
Because, again, we know about your confidence. You don't want to sit in a doctor's office.
No, who does that?
And, dude, now you try to make an appointment with a doctor. How long does it take? Four months?
It takes you forever to get in there to see a doctor.
So you just go to bluechew.com. Instant. with one of their medical providers. They figure out what the right mix is for you. And because they also don't want you waiting in line at the pharmacy.
Nobody wants to do that.
Don't need to waste your time. Nope. They're just going to send it to you right to your mailbox in a
discreet
hard
package. Mm-hmm. Just go to bluechew.com. Sick of your confidence issues. Sick of your issues downstairs.
Sick of it.
Bluechew.com. Promo code 94. First month free. Just pay for the shipping and then you can
chew it and do it.
It's time to chew it and do it.
215-592-9494. Frank in North Wales. You're on WIP.
Hey, guys. Spike, I want to pick your brain about the blue bat, but first, as far as the Phils go, we're 15 games in. They're going to be fine.
I agree with you, largely.
I'm not worried about the Phils. Now,
oh, okay.
As far as the blue bat goes,
yeah.
Dude, I was waiting for every host to pick this up today, and nobody said anything, but I knew I could count on Bitter Spike to be irked about a completely innocuous, heartfelt gesture.
Oh, heartfelt. I mean, heartfelt.
Yeah. Yep.
Heartfelt. Instead of just
Spike hates kids.
Calling his wife.
Let's start from the end. So the yeah. end is you said that it didn't affect whether they won or lost, right? So that's number one.
I said
number
largely, two, yes.
Number two, can we say that the birth of a child is like a pretty historic life event?
Sure.
So can we say that Bryce Harper has earned the right to kind of do maybe like above and beyond acts on the team?
No. Bryce Harper, first of all, I love how you think it's an innocuous thing. Yet you listen all day to WIP just to hear somebody talk about it. Right.
No, dude,
and truthfully, is it the end of the world? It's not the end of the world. But what I want out of the guy who's trying to lead everybody else, who specifically said, he specifically said about guys struggling, which he is, by the way, it is about the name on the front of the jersey, not the back. That is a me move for a guy who is preaching team to everybody else. It's just a fact.
First thing is, the blue bat is not a look at me, look at me.
Yes, it is.
It's a think about somebody else, somebody else.
Then put a pin on your jersey. Then
well,
wear.
No, how's that any different than the bat?
It's 100% look at me.
Why is it different than Stott did the thing last week with the wristband?
A bat is different than a wristband. Nobody would even notice the wristband.
Why?
Because I'm listening to the broadcast last night. You say it's not look at me. Fransky's like, he's got a blue bat. That's weird. And Ellie's like,
right.
Yeah, I don't know what's
of
going
course,
on.
Yeah.
So it forces, do you
yeah.
For you to say it's not a me move, of course it's a me move. It's marketer Bryce while Bryce is trying to tell everybody else to be a team guy. It's just like it's not a leader move. It isn't.
Maybe when you experience parenthood.
No, stop. Stop.
Yep.
Frank, stop.
Yep.
Frank, stop.
That doesn't have something to do with it.
It doesn't have anything to do with it.
Well,
it has everything to do with it.
No, it doesn't, Frank. Frank,
you're
like,
bitter, dude. You're absolutely
I'm not bitter. Yeah. I'm not,
it's
Frank, the truth is, if you got up in the middle of a meeting when you're supposed to give a presentation and the presentation was blue instead of the color it should have been, and you go, guess what, everybody, I'm having a boy. Well, by the way, while your company is struggling and you're in a meeting with a big client, but guess what, I had a gender reveal at work. Who has a gender reveal at work, Frank?
Athlete's not the same as everyone else's day
have
job.
Have a gender
We've been
reveal
over it.
At home.
Anybody that has a positive outlook on life that's well-adjusted would like it.
Oh, right. But somebody who's well-adjusted is sitting at home listening to the radio all day to hear something he doesn't like. That's a well-adjusted move.
That's a well-adjusted
move. Buddy, I don't listen to the radio.
Frank, that you just said you did.
I said no other host has mentioned
right, so you listened all day long to hear somebody talk about something you didn't like.
No, I didn't listen all day long.
Well, of course you did. Then how do you know if anybody mentioned it?
Because I popped in from time to time. They're completely different.
So you listened all day to hear something you didn't like, and you're the well-adjusted one. You're the well-adjusted one.
Can I do my overrated thing?
No.
Oh, come on.
No. He's
going to
say me.
No,
he's not going to say you.
I'll bet you $5.
I'll bet you $5.
Frank, what's
answer?
Overrated?
I'll turn Spike's mic off.
Creed.
Oh, hold on.
See?
Terrible answer.
See? Shot.
You guys all back that moron.
I thought he made a lot of sense.
Back that moron. Creed. I love this guy all day long. He's like, something happened last night that I thought was wonderful. So all day on the radio, I listened to hear anybody say something right. negative about it. And then the minute I heard it, I called and I sat on hold for 35 minutes to talk about it. And I'm the one who isn't well adjusted. 215-592-9494.
It's not accused.
Yes.
The callers have been
he accused
not
me.
Well adjusted.
He accused me of not being well adjusted on Therapy Tuesday.
Have you seen you?
On Therapy Tuesday. I don't claim to be well adjusted. I'm the least well adjusted person here.
I know.
Kenny in the Northeast, you're on WIP.
Yeah, what's going on, brothers?
What's up, Kenny?
Kenny?
Not much, man. Listen, I got two great ones, points. First, for the Phillies, just be open-minded with this. Take our fan hats off. We're not going to win with Bryce. I'm keeping it real. He's a vortex. Like, when he slumps, we don't treat him like we treat Bone or Cassiano. We watch Cassianos have to rumble out of that. We needed Jack to freaking come to the town to stand up for Trey. But look at, he's just like Joel. We're not going to win with him. It's all about self. I'm the showman. Proof? Washington won the first year they got rid of him.
They did. That's a fact. He's only knocked in 100 runs one time.
I know. He sucks. Should we get rid of him, Kenny? Should we get rid of him? Is that what you want to do?
I'm not saying get rid of him. I'm saying this. We got a good clubhouse, but the problem is with one slump, they always count on Bryce and Schwarber. No individual work on, let me work on me. My man Bryce is going to carry it. Look with Saquon. First year here. Every time he got notified,
57 yards in the Super Bowl.
Bring my dogs with me. Bring my linemen.
Don't disrespect Saquon. It was always about the team.
Bryce ain't dead. He's about Philly, yeah, but he's coddling to us.
Well, he's earned. But would you agree, Ken? He's earned some of that.
No, he earned a lot of it. But what I'm saying is, what did he do for Philly? We lost in the World Series.
What did he do for Philly? He's restored baseball in this town.
So did we lose in the World Series?
Yes.
Were they supposed to be in the World Series, Kenny?
Did we go down and lose in Arizona?
Yes.
The next time before that, did we lose in to the Mets?
You mean after that? Yes. Yeah.
So where's the show? That's all I'm saying is, he's dead.
Well, but he was the only guy that showed up in the Mets series last year, him and Cassianos. I mean, what do you want him to do?
What I'm saying is, when you're a vortex, you suck the energy. Other players won't say it about him because they know they'd be on the first flight smoking.
Well, yeah, because half of them only here. Hold on, half of them only here because of him.
No doubt, but we've seen the proof in Washington.
That was a great team. Like, just because they won without him doesn't mean Bryce was the issue there. Like, that was a great team.
I'm just saying he gets all the attention. Sometimes that rubs people.
You think it might rub some of his teammates the wrong way?
Yeah, like, yo, my next thing I really want to say, bro, why we don't got no brothers on this team?
And Joe Ross.
Good question.
I can answer for that one.
Yeah, we got it.
Well, Justin Crawford's coming.
Well, I mean, truthfully, Kenny, from a Latino player perspective, when there's so many in the league, they do. I'm not assigning any ill will or any of that. It just they do.
They don't have any brothers on the team.
Yeah, well, I mean,
that's what Kenny said.
Yeah. I'm just saying, black players, minority players, they don't have
Taiwan.
No, there's a difference.
Well, there's a difference. No, yeah. I'm saying that they're largely white. I'm just saying that. Yes. I agree.
The Phillies are largely white.
And I'm saying that there's not as many black players as there were when
baseball,
we were younger.
Period.
Yes.
Not even close.
Which is why I point to the Latino thing, because that percentage has gone up so much.
They are the new minority.
What's that?
Latino players.
Well, they may even be the majority.
Once upon a time, African Americans were the minority. In baseball, you would agree, right? They were a large minority.
The largest minority in baseball. Yes.
That's basically what I'm saying.
Yes, and
the Latino players are now the largest minorities in baseball.
Yeah, the thing that I would say to what you're saying, Kenny, is that black players in Major League Baseball have gone down everywhere.
Yes.
Largely.
Oh, yeah, it's not just the Phillies. That's a baseball thing. That's not just the Phillies.
Yeah, the thing that is stranger to me about the Phillies is their percentage of Latino players is so low when there's so
many
of them.
Baseball. Yes,
I was not saying they're the same.
I know what you're saying. Yes, I got you.
Yeah,
I got you.
But
can I just clear this up?
No.
I love Harper. I just think he's so big. When you that big,
now you love Harper.
No, listen. I never said he was a bad player. I say he's a vortex. When you get that much attention, it rubs some players the wrong way.
Why? When he's a good player. Hold on. It didn't rub me the wrong way when the great players that I played with got attention. Like, as a lesser player, I'm like, great.
Joel
awesome.
Embiid.
We have Joel Embiid's one of the top players.
Yeah.
When we don't get out the second round, whose fault is it? We had Butler. We had your man Tobias. We had
Harden.
Ben Simmons. We had everybody. Yeah. But when we didn't make it out the second round, who gets the blame?
Embiid. Yeah.
Why doesn't Bryce get it?
Well, I mean, hold on. Because, first of all, the sports are different. The impact of the star player is different. And Bryce can go 4-for-4 each game, and they still may lose. That's different than Embiid giving you 30-plus or 40-plus every game. If he's doing that, you're usually going to win because the basketball player's impact, I think, is more significant than what a baseball player can do. I get your overall point, though, about the criticism when the team doesn't succeed. I get that.
Yeah.
I understand that.
Kenny, why don't you give us something that's overrated?
Yo, this is the illest ever. Christopher Columbus. He never even touched North America.
All right, Kenny.
I swear.
Any comment?
They're I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
The IQ of all three of us, and you're supposed to be the smartest in the group here.
I should have not asked him that.
Like we went down this phone call with him, and we saw red flags. Yep. Like, I saw him.
Yep. And by the way, to his point, about Bryce and not getting blame. Yeah. I was on his side. I was on Kenny's side.
About not giving Bryce.
I don't think he's the best leader in the world. I don't think he's a bad leader. I just don't think he's that guy.
Okay, yeah.
But from and you can assign some of that blame to him there. But as far as the difference between him and Embiid is his performance in those series were good.
Yeah.
And Embiid better than he normally is. Where Embiid was normally worse than he normally was. And look, that is even if Embiid had played great in those series and they never got past the second round, he would get killed. But to your point, it's a different sport, and Bryce doesn't deserve the same amount of criticism that Joel Embiid deserves. I don't think. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, it may be getting close to it.
Well, eventually, if he doesn't win here, and they only get worse, if they don't make the playoffs or something, he's going to get some of it.
Yes,
especially when you know, the team is full of his friends.
Right.
You know,
that's why I said half the team is here because of him.
Right.
Like, yeah.
So, somebody who always gets the blame and deserves even more of it is Elliot Shore Parks.
Oh.
He joins us next.
This ought to be exciting.
Tuesdays with Elliot. We got to get his takes on the Phillies, right, Jack? We sure
no,
do.
No. We don't.
It's Therapy Tuesday. We'll continue to take your calls on the Phillies. Just let it out. Tell us how you feel on Therapy Tuesday. Next question today, give us something that is overrated. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.